Hi, and welcome to Becoming Less, an Edmontonian journey to less waste, less impact, less consumption, and less clutter. Becoming Less is brought to you by Waste Free Edmonton, and together we are dedicated to waste reduction efforts, big and small. I'm Biz, and today I'm here with Allison. How are you doing, Allison?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
I'm so glad you could be here and tell us all about your dress rental business. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, so we're called the Dress Library. And what it is a dress, costume, and accessory rental service. So you can rent out, just like from the library, a dress or an item for a themed event or a fancy party. We can get you set up with accessories as well. We do some costume jewelry and fascinators, and if that's what you need. We take care of cleaning as well, so it's really simple. You come in for consultation, which we can do virtually right now, and take your outfit to go, come back when you're done, and take care of the rest. We're also a peer-to-peer rental service, so what that means is we take in items and rent them out on consignment. So if you have something sitting in your own wardrobe that's maybe not getting the love that it deserves and taking up space, you can rent it out through us. We list it, and when it rents, you earn a bit of money on your dress that would otherwise be sitting there.
That's so cool. I didn't know you guys did that.
Yeah, it's a great way to offer that service to other people, so you can earn some money and have your clothes be worn and used, and also it expands our range of sizes and styles at the same time.
Yeah, I bet it's probably fairly narrow if you've only got a few people selecting the outfits.
Exactly. Like, it's very much started with my own wardrobe. I do have a fairly substantial wardrobe as an avid thrifter and clothing swap participant. And I also, I take Halloween and costumes pretty seriously. So I have a good collection there. So it started with my own collection, which of course means it's a fairly narrow size range. And we've been looking to grow it and bring in more renters, and specifically try to extend that size range so that we can be more inclusive.
That's so cool. I am also really into costumes, especially Halloween. I start making my costume. I'm probably going to start making my Halloween costume pretty quick here, actually.
That's awesome. I love that.
So how did you get started? What brought you to this point?
I mean, as I said, always having my own items. It started with me loaning them out to friends. We would have a get-together before Halloween, and I remember one year it was supposed to be a costume swap, and it just ended up being me loaning stuff out to everyone and styling them and putting their outfits together. And I really loved doing that. And it wasn't till I came to Edmonton and got involved with the Fashion Revolution initiative that I realized that there might be a market to expand it and do it as a business, that there were, you know, a lot of people actually interested in more sustainable options for fashion, or open to secondhand. Yeah, since we started, the reception's been great. Everyone is happy to have this option for special events.
Tell us more about the Fashion Revolution.
Yeah, so Fashion Revolution is a global movement that has chapters in countries all around the world and events in all major cities. It came about to draw attention to primarily the human impact of the fashion industry, and then with that, the environmental impact as well, because it came about after the Rana Plaza collapse that happened in Bangladesh and killed over 1,000 garment workers. And so that really put a spotlight worldwide on the conditions that these garment workers work under, and the lack of transparency in the industry.
And so the less pressure we can put on that industry, the better.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a really substantial impact on both ends of the life cycle of clothing. So from the production side, you know, there's that huge human impact and a very large environmental impact on that end. You know, there's a lot of byproducts and pollution, and then you think of all the distribution as well. Mm-hmm. And then the other end of the spectrum, there's all the waste from clothes that aren't used and end up in landfills.
Yeah, perfectly good clothes that you could be renting out to other people who will actually wear them.
Exactly.
So who do you cater to? What kind of, is it mostly just formal events? You mentioned costumes.
Mm-hmm. Formal events are our big one. You know, we got going in the 2019 holiday season. So Christmas parties, you know, that workplace formal where you want to get dressed up a little extra, but you don't want to go out and buy something you're not going to wear again. We've rented for photo shoots. So both like couples doing engagement photos or bridal photos. We've done a little bit of work with performers as well. So I've had some musicians rent pieces for music videos, for dance videos. So there's a variety. Yeah. The Great Gatsby, like flapper dresses, were really popular for New Year's Eve 2020.
Yep.
Of course, going into the roaring 20s and how great we thought 2020 was going to be.
I went to one of those parties. I was in a flapper dress.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something that you might not ever wear again. And when the next party, theme party comes around or Halloween, you want to wear something else, something special and branch out. So I think our customers really enjoy being a little bit more experimental and wearing something a little flashier, fancier, or a different color that they wouldn't invest in because it's low risk.
Well, and I just love the idea of borrowing something that you know you're only going to use once.
Yeah, we like to think it's like that really stylish friend that you can borrow from their closet, except even better because we have such a variety. And they have a lot of fun doing the styling too, especially those theme parties and costume parties. Like with the flapper dresses, we have the long gloves and the headbands and some of the props and accessories that go along with it. So we definitely have fun playing dress up.
Oh, fun. So when you say styling, you mean like hair and makeup too, or?
No, I don't provide hair and makeup, although just being in the industry, if anyone ever needs recommendations, I'm always happy to provide some contacts.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because I am not a very dressy person myself. So, mm-hmm. You know, hair and makeup is not my forte. So when I need to get all dressed up for the next fancy occasion, I will definitely be giving you a call and getting my fancy outfit and then hearing who you have to recommend for those things.
Yeah. I mean, I, as a dancer myself, I can always provide, you know, some tips on how you might want to style your hair with a certain dress. Or what earrings you want to put with it, that sort of thing. But I'm by no means a hair or makeup professional myself.
Well, that's okay. You're doing everyone a service by renting out your lovely outfits. So where can people find you? Do they come, like, do you have brick and mortar? Is it all online?
Don't have brick and mortar yet. We're actually based out of my home. So the dress library is currently my guest bedroom while we're doing some renovations, and then it will move into my basement. But we do have a website. It's dresslibraryrentals.com. And so typically someone would reach out to us. They find us on the website, often through social media is our first contact. They find us on Instagram and reach out. Tell us a little bit what they're looking for, like what the event is, maybe what they have in mind. I try to ask some questions like your preferred length of dress, your size, of course, any colors or what you're open to. And then they're welcome to browse the website. And some people come for a specific dress that they want to try on, or I provide some options. And so we can do all of that usually by email or text first, and then they'll come and try them on.
And all that email and phone number can be found on your website then?
Yes.
So what else do you do to reduce your waste in your everyday life?
So definitely the clothing and fashion is a big one. You know, although I do have a lot of clothes, I do buy secondhand almost exclusively these days. So I'm usually shopping thrift stores. I get some of my nicer things through consignment or Poshmark. And do a lot of clothing swaps with friends. Fortunately, haven't been able to have those for the last year either, but that's a great way to both, you know, give some of your things away to someone who will use them and get some new things without any new items entering the sphere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then when I do donate, I try to be really intentional about where I'm donating so it'll go to the best use. For example, if I have work-appropriate clothes, I donate them to Suit Yourself, or the really practical, like warm winter clothes will go to shelters. And then I keep my clothing scraps, things that maybe are beyond repair. And there's a great place called Blenders, Garment Recyclers. And so like I have a bag ready to go right now of some scraps from projects, or their clothes that are at the end of their wearable life, but they can be upcycled into something else.
I've actually had Blenders on the show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. That's a great service that they're providing.
Yeah, the textile industry is a terrible contributor to the amount of waste that's created in the world. And Sarah dives into that quite a bit. So
yeah, I'm so glad to have them in Edmonton. And they do cool things like the poof workshops, and you can learn a lot from them as well. And I found some good stuff in their bins, which is awesome. It's great for costumes, because, you know, I was looking for something for a costume for a video, and I'm probably going to cut it up and destroy it. So I don't want to buy something new, and don't even really want to spend too much or buy something that could be used from a thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
So going through their bins is great for stuff like that.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Even something used, you don't want to destroy it if it's perfectly good, right?
Exactly. Could be used by someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then in the rest of my life, you know, I do the reusable shopping bags and coffee mug and water bottle, you know, trying to cut down on waste wherever possible. I love upcycling things or trying to find new uses for things to avoid buying something new. So if I have a need in my home, for example, and I can find some other thing to serve that purpose without having to go out and buy something, that's always a win.
Yeah, it's so important to use what we have.
Exactly. And use things to the end, too. Like my friend and my husband make fun of me a little bit for my aversion to food waste. But I'll do things like that tiny bit of jam that's stuck in the jar. I'll pour like vinegar and seasoning in it and make it into salad dressing, just so I can use up every bit of it and not throw it away.
That's a great idea. End up with like a strawberry vinaigrette.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. I like it. I'll have to try that.
Some creativity is always required, but you never know what you'll come up with.
I know my husband's like, oh, peanut butter jar is empty. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's so much left in here.
Exactly. I got one of those little teeny spatulas. I bought it from Lux Beauty Boutique, and it's great because you can get that stuff up at the bottom of jars.
Oh,
and
cool.
Like, it's for makeup products, but you could use it in your kitchen too, because it's just a tiny little spatula. And so, especially if with nice products, you want to get every last drop of them. So
that's an awesome idea. I'll have to look into that too. You're just giving me all sorts of ideas today. I am constantly trying to find new ways, especially like at this point in my journey to low waste. It's like, what else could I possibly do that isn't going to just make me some hippie living in a tree somewhere? Or
yeah, like you're doing the obvious things. That's why I said, you know, of course the reusable shopping bags, like that's almost a given at this point for a lot of us.
Well, we're not going to even have that choice by the end of the year because the plastic bags will be banned. So,
well, they've done it a lot of other places, other cities, and I know some places in the States have managed to do it. So,
yeah,
I'm just following the trend.
Those people who haven't jumped on the bandwagon will just have to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, there's some cute tote bags over there. I have so many of them because you get them for free all the time too.
I know. Like freebies and giveaways. Don't even get me started on freebies and giveaways.
Oh, I know. And I love free stuff, but so it's hard to say no. So at least you find a use for it. Like I do love free pens. I don't think I've bought pens since like middle school.
Right.
And like the products in hotels, I always bring those home, and even if the shampoo is never very good, but it makes great shaving cream. So like I will still take all the free stuff, but try to do it in a less wasteful way, especially if it's going to go to waste anyways.
Yeah, because a lot of those things just get thrown out by hotels, even if you didn't use them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, hopefully the world will jump on this low waste thing eventually. We're slowly spreading the word.
Yeah, well, soon some places are doing those refillable ones on the wall. Like the dispensers?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it's becoming more and more common.
Slowly but surely. Yeah, just we, you know, I'm so happy to be here, get the word out about the Dress Library. Of course, during COVID, there's not a lot of events to go to, but, you know, there's still, like, people getting married and still special occasions. You know, I've rented to people just celebrating a milestone birthday at home with mm-hmm. takeout, but wanting to get just a little spruced up and do something extra special. So
even if you're stuck inside, you can still feel fancy.
Yeah, and it's fun to feel fancy, and it can mark an occasion, make it a little bit more special. So, you know, we are based in my home, but I offer porch pickup if that suits you, so we can do our consultations, and I can give a lot of information about sizing over the phone, so we can definitely make it work. And then we're looking forward to things getting a bit back to normal, and we can all get really dressed up.
I can't wait. Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
You're very welcome. I'm very happy to be here. And so for any Becoming Less listeners who want to try out Dress Rental, we're happy to give 20% off your first rental. So just tell us how you found us on Becoming Less, and we reach out.
That is very generous of you. Thank you for that. And I'm sure that I will see you next time there's a fancy occasion. Thanks to all our listeners as well for tuning in. And thank you to Change Toothpaste for sponsoring this podcast, because they make it free for us to do. And Emily and I are volunteers, so it's nice to not have to dole out cash from our own wallets. So thank you, Change. If you would like to get in touch with the podcast, you can find us on Instagram at becominglesspod, or go to wastefree.ca/becominglesspod for all the ways to connect and listen, or to donate to support waste reduction efforts here in Edmonton, Alberta. Until next time, we can all be a little less than we were yesterday.
Technical difficulties aside, what do you do? Yeah.